Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
3, 2, 1.
Let's go.
What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, the 2016 and 2017 recipients of the Exotic Dancer Publications DJ of the Year Award, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
That would be us. How are you, my friends? We are getting ready to go into our Classic Rock Remix show. And Classic Rock Remix is a part of the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. If you haven't caught any of these, we've got like, 11, 12 of these shows we've already done. We go by decades, and then Alon Fong and I, we're picking some classic rock remixes, songs that we play in the strip clubs that there are remixes of, so we kind of give it a little bit more of a, I guess, a thicker beat, a little more of a remix, a little something. You add something here, Alon.
2000s, rock, remixes. All sorts of great bands from, you know, more recent times. So for all you 30-year-olds and 40-year-olds, this should be your jams of your high school years and college years.
Yeah. All of our podcasts, like the entire thing from What's Hot in the Strip Clubs, is all at whatshotitsc.com. So you can check out past classic rock remixes and top 20, everything. It's all right there. And I also, before we start playing our music, I want to give a quick plug for something brand new we're going to start, is the Strip Club Music Hall of Fame. It is an official thing right now. You know, you've heard of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Well, we now have our Strip Club Music Hall of Fame, and we're going to give you more details about that and how you can vote all coming up here in the show. But let's go ahead and kick this thing off. I'm going to take you to 2008. This is Cage the Elephant, Ain't No Rest for the Wicked. This is the Alter Remix by Brian Howe.
I was walking down the street when out the corner of my eye saw a pretty little thing approaching me. She said, I never seen a man who looks so all alone. Could you use a little company? And if you pay the right price, your evening will be nice and you can go and send me on my way. I said, you're such a sweet young thing, why you do this to yourself? She looked at me.
I've always loved that song, and I just got this mix the other day, so I can't wait to get it into the club and play it.
Yeah, I love that song. It's a great track. Always has been, and it's perfectly suited for strip clubs, without a doubt, my friend.
Yeah.
All right, my first track of the show is from 2002. The Red Hot Chili Peppers released their album, By the Way. This was the first single, I do believe. Let me see here. Was it? Yes, it was. The first single off the album. It too is called By the Way. This is the Evokings remix of By the Way, Red Hot Chili Peppers from 2002.
I hadn't heard that before, Alon. Good choice, man. Yeah, I like that.
It has
one.
A lot more of the original track in it as well. I just wanted to get to the remixy parts of it.
Yeah, we can only play 30 seconds just so we don't get sued, you know? That part we can get away with. Okay, the next one. We're going to go to 2001. A band that did a song, the songs that just crossed into a whole lot of genres. I know we're a classic rock remix show. Some may say it's not, but I did a little research. It does fall into the alternative hip-hop, funk rock, alternative rock, rap rock category, N-E-R-D, the lap dance. This is the Jagic Flowers, J-A-G-I-C Flowers remix. What you think? Okay, it was a typo on my part. My apologies. It's the Magic Flowers remix. For some reason, I typed it wrong, but it's the Magic Flowers remix. Remember, kids, we're professionals. Don't try this at home, huh?
I thought it was like a Jagger combination of Mick Jagger and Magic, the Jagic Flowers.
Yeah, I typed it wrong, but the file shows right on my computer. That's how I just kind of looked over.
Wait for it.
Yeah.
Jagic Flowers.
We're trying to hold listeners. Okay. Alon.
All right. My second track is from the debut album of Imagine Dragons. It came out in 2012. It was called Night Visions. This was actually the second single, but it was absolutely huge, massive. At the time, it ended up with like 14 million singles sold or streamed, or however they figured out that number, which was like top three all time at that time. So this track was absolutely massive, talking about Radioactive. And this is a remix I actually featured on one of my first, I think I might have just been a guest host, not even the official host of Off the Charts way back when. Mm. This is the Synchronies remix of Radioactive, Imagine Dragons.
Okay. Classic rock remixes of the 2000s, episode 3. How about I take you to 2001? This is the Gorillaz, not the Glorillaz. This is Gorillaz.
Yeah, Glorilla is, for our listeners who aren't down on current hip-hop, Glorilla is a current hip-hop artist.
Yeah, and this is Gorillaz. The Schmidt remix of Clint Eastwood, which, you know, another one of those, I guess this falls into the alternative indie rock category. A lot of people can put it in different ones, but I got to justify putting it in the classic rock show. So here we go.
I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long, the future is coming on. I ain't happy, I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long, the future is coming on. It's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on.
Okay, you may be asking yourself, self, where can I find some of these songs? Well, I'm going to give up some of my sources here in just a little bit. But we have five more picks to go in this Classic Rock 2000 show. So hang tight. We'll be right back with five more.
Hello, Pantheon podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out, because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. New quick charge function, 3 customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode. Available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
It's here. It's long overdue. It's the Strip Club Music Hall of Fame. You have a voice, so make it heard. The Strip Club Music Hall of Fame. To be eligible for nomination, an artist or band must have released their first commercial album or single at least 20 years prior to the year of nomination. So 2003 and before. Cast your vote at stripclubhof.com.
What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
Hey, welcome back once again. Classic rock remixes of the 2000s. Man, we're having some fun here today. Alon, I think you got a pick here.
I do. One of my favorite modern bands, the Foo Fighters, baby. Rest in peace, Taylor Hawkins. This is from their 2000 and what year? 5 album, In Your Honor, the lead single from it, talking about Best of You. Very cool track. He was inspired to write it, Dave Grohl was, when he was on the campaign trail with John Kerry back in 2004, if you remember the presidential nominee John Kerry. And so it was about, he wrote it about facing things that, you know, troubled you and taking them on and you know, overcoming them. So that is a little bit behind Best of You. And this is, the guy spells his name very weirdly. So it's J-O-A with a accent, squiggly accent above it, then a pound symbol, like British pounds, O. So J-O-L-O. So Joalo, J-O-A-L-O, but not using normal letters. Faria, VIP edit. Best of You, Foo Fighters, the remix.
Were you born to resist? Don't be abused.
Very cool. Alon, I am having some fun here today, bringing these classic rock remixes. We do this. This is just one of our shows, man. We got a whole lot of them. And again, they're all at whatshotitsc.com. I'm going to take you to 2000 Linkin Park in the End. This is a Scooter epic clap intro, but you won't hear the clap intro because we're going to go into it a little bit further. Now that I've confused the hell out of you, see what you think of the mix.
But in the end, it doesn't even.
I don't know why, it doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind, I designed this rhyme when I was obsessed with time. All I know, time was just slipping away. And I watched it count down till the end of the day. Watched it watch me and the words that I say, the echo of the clock rhythm in my veins. I know that I
did. There you go, Alon, what you got for us?
Alright, yes, got another hot track for you from 2006. Muse is the band. Is from the album Black Hole Revelations. The song is Supermassive Black Hole. It was the lead single from the 2006 album. And this is the Asian Beat Killa Boost Remix.
K-I-L-L, capital A.
B-O-O-S-T.
So
I like to play that song for porn stars who specialize in, never mind.
Okay, well, we got like two songs left here. Hey, I want to take a second to tell you guys something we got going on. We were trying to figure out some ways to try to recoup some funds because these podcasts are expensive and a lot of equipment goes in there. So we had a couple of thoughts about how we could do that. One, we had a thought that we could open up a merch store and start selling some shirts and different things, and that way you guys could support our brand. And the other thought was to do video versions of the show. We'd be naked and we'd put it on OnlyFans. We could only pick one of those two. So guess what? We have a merch store.
I was going to say, Danny, you did not run this by me whatsoever.
So no, I didn't.
I'm glad that we went with the merch store and not the getting naked on OnlyFans, because I'm not down with that form of humiliation.
Okay, so anyway, if you would be so kind as to support us, we've got What's Hot in the Strip Clubs shirts. We've got the brand new Strip Club Hall of Fame shirt, a couple things on there. It's all at our website, What's Hot ITSC. Just go to that little button that says merch store.
To be fair, I think most people would pay us to not be naked.
Yeah, I didn't even take a vote. I voted for you.
Thanks. You were right. You read my mind. That's a beautiful thing.
2002, Puddle of Mud, She Hates Me. This is the DJ Backdraft drums intro.
Went well for a week or two, then it all came unglued. In a trip I can't grip, never thought I'd be the one who'd slip. Then I started
one big lie, she fucking hates me.
Oh yeah, that was the dirty mix. Yeah. Backdraft. It's DJ Backdraft, B-A-K-D-R-A-F-T.
You know that song is very cathartic. People always sing along on top of lungs and get out some bitterness towards an ex, I find, when I play that song. Funny thing about Wes Scantlin, the lead singer and rhythm guitarist for Puddle of Mud, he is a frequent flyer of strip clubs, and he has a not so good reputation for getting a little too drunk. I know we had him in our club in Columbus, and I've heard stories from numerous people of him being quite wasted in their club and not behaving well.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, we have one more song, and then I'm going to reveal some of my sources where I get some of my mixes. Alon may not. I don't know. He's more secretive than I am. So. So bring us a song, and then we'll give you some more information.
So this track, everybody knows. I found out some real. I dug a little bit deeper. I found some cool information about this track. This track was certified platinum, but not till 2019. It came out in 2001. It is the band's signature song, talking about bodies by Drowning Pool. Let the bodies hit the floor. Remember that one?
Yeah.
And it's been used in all sorts of fun ways. So WWF, back when they were WWF, not WWE, in 2001, used it as the theme song for SummerSlam that year. And then when they took over ECW, Bodies was the theme song for the ECW brand from 2006 to 2008. And did you know, Danny, that Bodies was taken off radio? Do you know why it was?
Yeah, I know exactly why it was. You want me to guess, or do you want to tell me?
Either one. Why don't you guess?
Because it came out, and then 9/11 hit.
Correct.
And because I remember so well this song. We could do a whole show on where you were when 9/11 hit. But trying to work in a strip club and trying to entertain when people just really were trying to take their mind off of things, it was a rough time. And this was definitely a song that you did not even think about playing. So that's probably why it was taken off. Am I right?
You are correct. It was considered inappropriate, obviously, after the September 11th attacks with the lyrics, "Let the bodies hit the floor."
So yeah,
they had to keep a little more sensitive attitude. But of course, the song rebounded in later years and has been used in all sorts of movies and so on and so forth. So with that in mind, this is the Drezo, D-R-E-Z-O remix of Bodies from 2001 by Drowning Pool.
Something's got to give. Yeah!
Very cool. So I promised I'd give up some of my sources, so I'm going to do that. Right. Of course, obviously, the first one was an Alta remix, the Cage the Elephant. That you can get all the Alta mixes at altamix.com, ULTIMIX. I am pretty sure I found the other four on Direct Music Service, a record pool. That seems to be my good place to find a lot of these remixes and things. So Classic Rock Remix, good source as well. I just kind of went back with them about a year ago, so and I'm yeah, enjoying that a lot. I want to take an opportunity to thank each and every one of our listeners because you know we've gotten some great news. We are now our show, What's Hot in the Strip Clubs, is now in the top 200 music podcasts in the United States. Not only are we at the top 200, but we are at 136. So we are getting closer to that hot 100 music podcast in the United States. We are also in the top 10% of all podcasts globally. And we could not have done that without each and every one of you. So thank you. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Yeah, thank you. And keep listening. Keep sharing the show and keep commenting. Let us know what you like, what you don't like. We've added some more shows, Behind the Curtain, which is more of a straight-up interview show, which has been a lot of fun for me and Danny to do, to stretch our wings as well and learn some new skills as far as interviews and stuff like that. And, of course, we're quite excited about the Strip Club Music Hall of Fame. Our Facebook group is growing. We're over 500 members now in our What's Hot in the Strip Clubs Facebook group. Anyone can join. Just got to be a fan of music, man. We do a lot of music discussions, and then we're going to get this rock and roll – Strip Club Music Hall of Fame kicking off here in the next 3 weeks or so. We should have our inaugural class of nominees.
Yes, you still have time to get your vote in. Who would you say, 2003 and older? Get those votes in, stripclubhof.com. And all of the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcasts, including the Panda Top 20, Bubbling Under, Off the Charts, Flashback Friday, Classic Rock Remixes, Behind the Curtain, Strip Club Hall of Fame, can be found at whatshotitsc.com. Go buy some merch so we don't have to get an OnlyFans.
Give the man some oxygen. He did that in one breath. That was impressive.
Thanks for listening to What's Hot in the Strip Clubs with Danny Myers and Alon Fong. Presented by Panda and Strip Joints Music. You can find us on all major podcast platforms. Thanks for listening.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.